a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative. And I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this terrific Tuesday, January 6, 2026 edition. Again, ironpigsmoke.com. Go check out that band this Saturday. Sounds like a pretty good event. And the side panels, they're going to try to enclose the pavilion to keep the wind down. So I think Miss Vicky and I may go over there and check out this band, and check out that chili. That chili sounded pretty good. So we'll see what's going on over there. Come join us at the south location. It's on Old 27. The address is 4029. Basically, you get off of I-75 at exit 279. That's the one about 3 miles south of town. When you come off the ramp, head south about 1 mile, and you'll see it located on the east side of the road. There's a couple other restaurants there to the north, and Iron Pig is the third one down on the left, right across from Otsego Lake. Great location. Check out the pavilion. Maybe Vicky and I will see you there Saturday night. Probably get there about dark, 5:30, 6 o'clock. Check out the music, and have some fun this weekend. Come join us. Well, the political pundits were asked the very question that Christian Marcus and I talked about. Is it too early for Tom Leonard to abandon his gubernatorial bid in favor of the Supreme Court or possibly some other office? The state party's filing endorsement for their upcoming endorsement convention has a candidate filing deadline of January the 15th. The last one is February 27th. So I'm not really sure what filing deadlines they're talking about being different, but evidently one is January 15th and the last one is February 27th. Well, one of the political pundits, John Eyer, said it's not too early for Leonard. It's already late. Recent polling and coverage are coalescing around other candidates, and he's barely been a part of that conversation. In this environment, staying in the governor's race just wastes time. That said, any pivot only makes sense if he already knows the convention stakeholders are prepared to line up for him in a different role. In his second bid for the AG nomination back in 22, Leonard was absolutely excoriated by then-President Donald Trump and rejected by the Republican convention delegates back in 22 in favor of Matt DiPerno. While Tom might be the closest thing the Republicans have to a sane, quasi-normal choice in 2026, both convention delegates and primary voters have shown very little interest in anything other than selecting Trump humping kooks for any position on the ballot, Timmer said. The buyers simply don't exist for what Leonard is selling. Timmer, with all due respect, I disagree. I think that you being a left-leaning closet Republican, I don't agree with that statement in any way, shape, or form, and I'll tell you why. Donald Trump endorsed Matt DiPerno. Again, I don't like President Trump getting involved in Michigan politics. I didn't like it when he came out early and endorsed Mike Rogers last year for U.S. Senate. Basically gave Mike Rogers a get-out-of-jail pass where he didn't have to attend or participate in any of the U.S. Senate Democrat debates, unlike the Democrat. They chose their candidate, Elisa Slotkin, unopposed. It was a slam dunk. Well, that's what they basically did in the Republican Party side, even though we had numerous candidates. Y'all remember Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, Hoover, Michael Hoover, others. Really good, good candidates, but Rogers refused to debate. He had Donald Trump's endorsement. Well, that's what happened in 22 regarding the AG as well as the Secretary of State race. Trump got involved, endorsed DiPerno, and endorsed Christina Caramo. Well, DiPerno lost to Dana Nessel, and Christina Caramo was basically run out of office by the rhinos like you, Timmer, and others. I think Donald Trump should just stay out of our Michigan politics. He's 0 for forever on any of the candidates that he's endorsed, so why do it? Well, he's done it again this year. He's endorsed Mike Rogers. While there's other candidates running, filing against him, probably don't have a snowball chance of winning. Well, Megan Reckling, the Republican in this political pundit discussion, said it's not too early for Tom to switch races. Tom got in with a very tight lane, and that lane hasn't widened for governor. In fact, it's actually gotten even more competitive. If he chose to redirect his focus, he'd be a terrific Supreme Court candidate. Serious, credible, and the kind of nominee Republicans need if they want to stop treating the judicial races like an afterthought. If he runs, Tom will be one of the best Supreme candidates Republicans have fielded in years. Well, the other Republican, John Trescott, noted that Leonard has kept a very aggressive schedule. Appearing at events, so the script for what happens to him in a gubernatorial primary hasn't yet been written. I don't think he'd be excited about going through a conversation for a convention, which for either party is a very difficult thing to do these days. Gone are the days where there was a strong power broker who could help navigate a convention and put together a winning ticket. At this point, I don't see him making a decision to pursue a different office. Well, we're going to see about that. Because I am going to personally call Tom Leonard after the show today. Number one, to see if I can get an interview with him to come on the show, but to have a very, very direct, no-nonsense conversation with him about running for Supreme Court. I would totally support that. Megan Reckling appears that she would be supporting it. And Trescott, yeah, I think he's just more looking for these lobbyist dollars to be spent because he also does campaign management. So we'll wait and see. Now, here's the other part that you have to look at in this strategy. Will Governor Gretchen Whitmer be more critical of independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan on the campaign trail since she doesn't have to work with him anymore in the city of Detroit? Very interesting question. Well, Trescott said that Duggan and Whitmer have been such good supporters of each other over the years that he'd be totally surprised if she goes after him politically. If she did, it would make exactly his point that politicians have lost the ability to serve the best interests of the citizens of Michigan. It actually helps him to have partisans attacking him. He's actually been prepared and ready for it, and he has consistently turned it into an advantage. While the Republican Megan Reckling said she didn't think so, Whitmer is too smart and too strategic to start needlessly burning any bridges. Duggan's coalition and donor universe is more cross-partisan than people want to admit. There's many Republican as well as Democrats supporting his independent run for governor. right now, Reckling says, there's not much of an upside for Governor Gretchen Whitmer to pick a fight unless it directly advances her interests. And right now, Reckling doesn't see how it is. I expect discipline and dissident and distance, not ever a full-on assault. Well, John Iyer said Whitmer will probably be a bit more free with her words, but her posture will remain dramatically different. Governor Whitmer no longer has to manage a working relationship with Mike Dugan, since he's no longer going to be the mayor, or no longer is the mayor of Detroit. This removes some constraints, but she's still thinking institutionally. She wants to protect her legacy, the Democrat Party, as well as the governing coalition that she's helped to build. Any criticism is likely to be measured and strategic. One, to avoid alienating Democrats and independents who view Dugan favorably, but at the same time, she wants them to be amenable to her. Timmer says, yeah, I definitely hope that she goes after and starts attacking Dugan. Well, that's not going to happen. I don't think she gains anything politically by attacking the former Democrat mayor who's now running independent for governor just to try to push the Democrat candidate across the finish line in November. Don't think it's going to happen. Well, again, last question. We already kind of talked about it a little bit in the quote of the day. Do you see Perry Johnson, Kevin Rinke, or Tudor Dixon getting into the Republican gubernatorial contest before the filing deadline on April 21st? Meckling said, the Republican, we could see one or two late entrants, but at this, they're more likely to be Johnson and Rinke, since both of them are self-funders who can jump in late and still make some noise. As far as Tudor Dixon, if she was going to get in, fundraising clock really argued for doing it much earlier, so I don't think she's going to get in. It's going to become more and more less likely, although nothing is impossible in politics. We'll finish this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269 864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, final segment, hour number two, wrapping up this story from MERS News Service, talking with political pundit consultants down in Lansing. Is it too late for anybody else to get into the governor's race before the April 21st deadline? The three that they were asking about primarily, Perry Johnson and Kevin Rinke and Tudor Dixon. All three of them ran last time in 2022, Perry Johnson hired the wrong signature circulating petition company and didn't have enough signatures to be on the ballot. Rinke came in second place to Tudor Dixon. The only reason Tudor Dixon won, in my opinion, was because Donald Trump put his thumb on the scale a couple days before the primary election and endorsed Tudor Dixon. Then basically didn't support her in any way that I could tell, and she ended up losing, of course, to Gretchen Whitmer's re-election. Very hard to throw an incumbent governor out of office. Well, this year, Whitmer's term limited out, so we are definitely getting a new governor. I just hope and pray that Donald Trump stays out of it and doesn't endorse anybody. Well, John Truscott said it's really late in the process for a new person to jump in unless they have unlimited resources. Talking, of course, about Perry Johnson. However, it does have drawbacks with primary voters who aren't inclined to let somebody come in and buy an election or buy their vote. So Johnson will get in if he wants to light even more money on fire, Truscott said. Basically, burn his money and throw it away. As far as I know, he hasn't been doing any grassroots events, and that's where you need to start with your base support. Same with Kevin Rinke. He's carved out a nice niche for himself to stay involved, but not to have put up many funds in this runway primary field. Tudor Dixon seems to be going in a different direction as a commentator and even having some success on TV. Iyer said it's unlikely any of the three are going to get in at this point. Very interesting. The polling and coverage shows the race already settling around other candidates, which makes it a late entry hard to justify. Even though Tudor Dixon has high name recognition, it hasn't translated into strength of support. She trails badly with Republican voters when it comes to polling, and she still carries the baggage of a decisive statewide loss. Perry Johnson or Kevin Rinke, the problem is much simpler. no visible momentum, well, that can change very quickly with an announcement. But it has to happen quickly because the filing deadline is fast approaching April 21st. So, very interesting story, interesting perspective from these political pundits. What do you guys think? You think Kerry Johnson, Kevin Rinke, Tudor Dixon going to get into the race? Do you think it's a good idea that Tom Leonard drops out and runs for Supreme Court? Send me a text. Let me know your thoughts. 231-360-5140. We'll do a little short unscientific poll, and I'll announce your comments here in the next hour. Well, it's official. Mary Sheffield's been sworn in as the new mayor of Detroit. That happened, of course, on New Year's Day. Well, with the mayor's office in his rearview mirror, Mike Duggan now hits the road. Former Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan kicked off his full-time run as independent gubernatorial candidate yesterday by laying out his objectives and schedule during his very first press conference of 2026. Duggan said he'd be headed to New Baltimore on Tuesday. That's Macomb County area. Battle Creek and Kalamazoo on Thursday. He'll be in Pontiac on Saturday and Flint next Monday. This coming Monday. He said he will also be showing up in many more communities as he's invited in and was looking to hit every corner of the state. So what do you guys think about Duggan running as an independent? Hardcore Democrat for years, totally supported Democrat candidates, raised money for him. Well, this year he chooses not to participate and compete in the Democrat primary against Jocelyn Benson, Garland Gilchrist, and Chris Swanson, the sheriff of Genesee County. He wants to run as an independent, claiming that the parties, both of them, Republicans or Democrats, no longer care about the people of the state of Michigan. That's why he's running as an independent. Well, I think personally he's going to take votes away from the Democrats. He could make it actually pretty easy for a Republican governor candidate to win. Very, very, very interesting. So we'll continue with this story on the other side of the break, the other side of the news. We also have a few more stories coming from Lansing as well. Final hour of today's show here on this Tuesday. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV.